When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an all-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago Sports Betting Show.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski.
A friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Saturday mornings on 670 The Score and the Radio.com app.
Welcome to your NFL season. No turning back now. Hop on the train or get run over. Broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, presented by your local Hyundai dealers. You're going to want to set a reminder, especially this time of the year. Early Odds, Saturdays, 8 a.m. here on 670 The Score. Must listen every Saturday morning. If you haven't been with us for previous football seasons, I like to bring on some of the sharpest betting minds in the industry and go over the NFL card, sharing our favorite selections. No different today. An outstanding guest joining me in a moment. You should really follow me on Twitter, at Joe0670, at Joe0670. There I share a ton of sports betting content, at Joe0670. And if you're looking for some Chicago-related sports betting content, you may have noticed that I've been on The Score a whole lot lately. Yeah, I appear four times a week. Tuesday afternoons with Parkins and Spiegel, Wednesday mornings with Mully and Haw, Thursdays with Lawrence Holmes, and Fridays with Bernstein and Rahimi. And if you're looking for more of the national flavor, meaning a lot of NFL and college football, BetQL Daily, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. BetQL Daily airs on 105.9 FM HD2, 105.9 FM HD2, if you have one of those HD radios, Odyssey app. Just search BetQL Network, and we Twitch. You can watch twitch.tv/BetQL. That's weekdays, 8 to 11 a.m. It's myself, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth. So I was racking my brain, trying to figure out, okay, who's the perfect guest we've had in the past on Early Odds on Sports Radio 670, The Score, that we need for week one? Didn't have to think too long. Adam Chernoff, at Adam Chernoff on Twitter. He's the product manager for Covers, and you should check out his podcast, The Simple Handicap Podcast with Adam Chernoff. Make sure you subscribe. Adam, how you feeling heading into our first Sunday? We'll see our family. We'll catch up with everybody in about 5 months.
I said goodbye to the wife on Wednesday. And
did you?
Letting her handle things until mid-February, but doing great. I would put one caveat to that intro. And what you omitted was all of the really, really good guests were taken, and I'm just the one that always tends to be available. So that's a caveat that's needed.
No, not true at all. Every time you come on the Score, I get emails, I get DMs, people are looking for more information. Wait, what was that guy's name? What's his Twitter handle? What's the name of that podcast? Every single time. So they're paying attention. No, no, you were number one on the list. All right, so we're one game into the NFL season. We had a high scoring affair. I think it's pretty interesting that there are so many totals that are into the 50s in the first week of the season. But after these numbers, sides and totals have been beaten down by many of the sharper bettors in the world for months and months. As we look at it now, a day out, is there value on the board still? Or do you think, yeah, you know what? My numbers with the information at our disposal, I just don't know that there's as much of an edge as there was, say, a few weeks ago.
Well, I'll tell you what, as beat down as we tend to always believe that these lines are, there was no shortage of late movement for the big Thursday night game between Dallas and Tampa Bay. I mean, that thing was locked in at really 7.5 after the Prescott injury news and uncertainty. But all day Thursday, there were places that were 10 minus 120. Like, there was no shortage of movement there. So we get in the habit as bettors and folks in the media and everybody that follows this on a daily basis, as much as you and I do, of sort of just assuming that these prices are cemented in. But if Thursday was a sign of things to come, I think on Sunday morning, we're going to see a lot of activity on the odds board with a lot of things moving around. But The one thing that I would encourage people to think about before the games kick off is, where do we sort of look at these matchups and tend to value the season long prediction of teams versus the actual week one matchup? Because if you've watched any NFL media, any NFL betting media, anything related to that or adjacent to it within the space, it's all been preview talk for the season as a whole for the better part of the last 2 months. And it's very easy to take your opinion of a team for the full season and just assume you're going to bet that in week one. And the matchup tends to be ignored quite often. And so, again, we've saw late movement that would sort of contradict that these lines are always stuck in place. But a lot of the value early comes from thinking week one matchup rather than season long matchup, with so many bettors tend to do. So certainly value still out there to be had.
That's a great point. You just end up repeating what you've been saying for months and months and months, previewing the season. There is one specific matchup, a team I'm down on, but a team I'm betting on this week. We'll get to that in a little bit, but you know where we have to start here. We're talking about the start of the Bears season, the Andy Dalton era, and Bears fans hoping it doesn't last too long on Sunday night. The Rams are favored by 7.5. This moved off to 7 a couple of weeks ago. Now, the total is a little bit higher than I expected. The low point was 44, and we've been hanging around 46.5, 47. It's interesting that you reference what we saw on Thursday night with the line movement there. My thinking is that bettors are going to treat this in a similar fashion. We already saw the San Francisco line go up. And after much of the public gets their results in for the noon games and the 3 o'clock games, they're going to come in heavy on the Rams for this night game, or they're going to be one of the most popular teaser legs out there. Do you expect this number to go north by the time they kick off on Sunday night?
Well, first of all, from the total perspective, there was a very big release from a very influential betting group early this week that was on the over. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, and we're seeing some places top out right now at 47, knowing that, I obviously, when there's more points and there's a big favorite like this, you can sort of expect the spread to follow suit, because it's more difficult historically to cover a spread when the total is shorter. There's a higher total, higher variance, more scoring, pretty simplistic there. But seeing what we saw Thursday night and how much that number moved late, and then seeing that this game is in the Sunday night spot, which will be the double up situation, the chasing situation for so many folks from what happened earlier in the day, and that this has not really threatened the flat number of 7, which is very key, and it's been at 7.5 or higher. I think it's sort of inevitable that we do see a bit of movement up here on the side specifically, the total for the most part has been realized in a way, but I wouldn't be shocked to see that total continue to push up either, just knowing who was ultimately betting that early in the week.
So I don't love hearing that one of the sharper groups around is on the over, because I am on the under, expecting to have a lower scoring game for the fourth consecutive year. I don't expect Andy Dalton will be able to hold up his end of the bargain as far as that goes. Bears team total bouncing around 19. I've seen some books have lowered it a little bit more even. But I know you have a play on this game. How are you attacking Bears Rams?
So I have the team total for LA over 26.5. And the reason that I'm on that, likely a very similar reason to why we're seeing this total go up. And we think about Sean McVay and the last couple of seasons and how much his play calling in general has regressed, right? He was in 2017, 2018, just lauded for his play calling expertise and how different his offense was. But it was largely figured out by the league, and he was sort of stuck. You remove Jared Goff from the equation, and you insert Matthew Stafford. Not only do you give McVay and his play-calling ability like a significant upgrade from a talent perspective, but you also reintroduce that element of general uncertainty from a defensive opponent game-planning perspective. We don't really know what this offense is going to look like, and McVay is historically sort of renounced for his lack of interest in preseason games, to put it lightly. And this preseason, after losing six coaches and assistants in the offseason, we saw a very different McVay throughout camp and the preseason for his energy, his involvement, his willingness to really see things through to the end. And so a lot of things really pointing, in my opinion, between the lines, also what's been made publicly about a very different look for the Rams, and also a very big level of uncertainty and sort of rejuvenation for McVay and what he's able to do from a play calling perspective. And so as good as the Bears front defensively may be, really have concerns about their secondary with the departure of Fuller and some other pieces. Think that's going to take a little bit just for things to come together for the Bears defensively within the secondary. So in this Sunday nighter, on the fast surface in LA with McVay, with Stafford, that uncertainty, I think it's just a spot that points to some scoring here. And I like the team total for the Rams at anything better than 27.
Okay. So 26.5, where would you stop betting that if that continues to head north?
27.5 would be the peak. Obviously, four touchdowns, 28. That's the key there. I am quoting a price that I played. It was -130 at 26.5. So it was a bit of what would be considered an alternate now. So just to be fair to everybody who's listening to the show,
sure,
now that this total's moved, if you can get 27.5 or better, that's still worth the play when you're listening to the show right now.
Okay, very good. Adam Chernoff, product manager for Covers. Joe Ostrowski here. This is Early Odds Sports Radio 670, The Score. I wanted to get your thoughts on Steelers-Bills. Buffalo favored by 6. The total on this game has gone up. It opened at 43, but we're up to 48 in the hook. Buffalo, a very public team. There was a moment in time when this thing did get to 7, but there was immediate buyback. On the Pittsburgh side, new offensive coordinator for the Steelers is Matt Canada. Ben Roethlisberger, maybe this is his last season, so he gets a new OC near the tail end of his career. Pittsburgh hung around. The defense did a nice job against Josh Allen late last year, holding him to 5.5 yards per attempt throughout the year. He was averaging 8. I'm not high on the Steelers for the season. Their win total is 8.5. But this is a matchup that I think that Pittsburgh can keep this within a touchdown as long as they're getting 6 or more. We know about the good defense, number one defensive DVOA a season ago. You're not going to shut down Josh Allen. I just think that the Steelers offense can kind of hang around. And I'm expecting maybe in a similar way to what we saw last year. Hey, they have a pretty nice start, but then they begin to fade. I'm on Pittsburgh +6.5. Any thoughts on this matchup?
Well, you mentioned the buyback at 7, and for maybe new bettors listening, the most important point spreads in the NFL are 3, 7, and 10, and then the secondary ones would be 4 and 6. So once it gets to 7, there's most likely from a number that opened 6 like this one did and moved up. That's where people are taking positions the other way. So that's just important to think about when you're looking at point spreads. But the large reason behind that move back from 7 to 6.5 and why there was what we call resistance when we're looking at this was because of the game that you mentioned. That was played in December last year in week 14. And when we look back at what the point spread was for that game, which was also in Buffalo, the Steelers opened as 2.5-point favorites in that game. So obviously the Bills won that game, had a pick six to sort of contribute to their offense. But when we're thinking about the Steelers 2.5-point favorites in that open, and now we're looking at the Bills as 6.5-point favorites the other way, there's only been 4 or 5 games played between the two teams collectively since that game occurred. And both of these teams are in most part returning the majority of the most important starters on the team. And so there's a lot of bettors that'll just look at the numbers here. And again, this is that spot where the season-long outlook for the Steelers for most bettors is probably much lesser than the season-long optimism that tends to exist for most bettors when they're looking at the Bills. But when we're looking at this matchup specifically, people see the number, and it's just a very big adjustment from what we saw really not that long ago with two teams that are very similar to that game played in December. So that's really the market set up here in the situation. The one thing that I would say that is important here to think about is the one part of these two teams that has really changed is that Steelers offensive line, where they're looking at potentially 4 different starters from what they had last year with Okafor, the returning starter. Banner is injured, but there's just an absolute mess up front for the Steelers right now going into this season. And so Roethlisberger last year had to get the football out very quickly because of his sort of lack of arm strength. We'll be polite today here on the radio. And now you wonder if that offensive line doesn't give him any time or protection, how quick and condensed this offense is ultimately going to look like. So from a numbers perspective, I certainly agree with your bet there, but this is not one that I've necessarily stepped into. Going to sit on the sidelines for this one and watch it play out.
Adam, I know you have plays on a number of these NFC North matchups. We talked about Bears, Rams. What about the Packers and the Saints? Throughout much of the offseason, this was inside of a field goal, hanging around 2.5 when we were waiting on an Aaron Rodgers decision. Once we got that, we got to a field goal, then north of a field goal. And of course, we know what's happened in the New Orleans area with the awful weather, and we now have a neutral site game. And much of the week, this is 4. We saw it get down to 3.5. What's your read with the Packers and Saints playing in Jacksonville this weekend?
So I bet the Saints at 4. And like we were just talking about with the key numbers, if you're just getting into betting, you're listening to the show, it's very important to get the best price you can, obviously, for every bet. And with 4 being so key, now with this at 3.5 and kind of an expensive 3.5 to back the Saints, that bet losing a bit of value, but leave that for listening to see what you think of maybe what I say. And I'll leave that opinion to anyone listening for whether they want to jump in on the Saints. So we just talked about the Steelers. They have all of those offensive line issues. The only team that might rival them in offensive line issues within the league going into week 1 is the Green Bay Packers. So again, you lose a key center in the offseason. David Bakhtiari, a big left tackle for this team. Everybody knows the name. He's not going to be out there. Another couple of pieces depart from that offensive line, and it's a spot where we're going to see rookies starting and all 5 guys that are going to be there playing positions as either a first-timer or away from their regular position. And the Saints front 7, although the secondary is taking the front back, the front 7 for New Orleans still very, very strong up front. And so that's, I think, going to be a bit of a trouble spot for Green Bay early in the season and matched up against this Saints front 7. I think they're going to be able to get plenty of pressure on Rodgers, really eliminate a lot of the ground game too. So big offensive line concerns for the Packers. But another thing I really put a lot of value on in week 1 is great play callers with that level of uncertainty, very similar to McVay. Sean Payton, one of the best coaches in the NFL, one of the best offensive play callers. Now he gets Jameis, which is, you say what you want about Jameis, he's a renewed level of arm strength for this Saints offense and for Payton to utilize that he has not had with Breeze for a couple of seasons now. You combine that with the Taysom Hill dynamic, Not many defensive coordinators, a new one for Green Bay, is going to know necessarily what to expect. Mm-hmm. And the one sort of flaw, I would say, with the Packers defense, especially in matchups like this, they play a ton of dime coverage because they're so small on the back end within the secondary. They've got a ton of speed and a ton of talent in coverage. There's no denying that. But with Mike Pettine, who's no longer there, they played the highest rate of dime coverage in the NFL because they just have a ton of small guys. And when you look at the Saints, it's multiple backs out of the backfield on the ground, catching the football, Taysom Hill and his power running style. And you add that element of Jameson and the downfield passing willingness that he's able to implement. It's just, it's a tricky Saints offense to game plan for until we really figure out what they're going to look like. So all of that combined, I think the Saints getting points here in the neutral site in Jacksonville is a good bet to make against a very popular Packers side.
This is Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, Sports Radio 670 The Score. My guest, Adam Chernoff, covers.com, and he has the Simple Handicap podcast. Adam, let's finish off the NFC North conversation, because there's another game in the North that you are interested in, and it's San Francisco. Now, when you bet this, it was sitting at 7.5. And this thing continues to get bigger and bigger, kind of like the activity that we saw on Thursday. Are you still willing to back San Francisco at 9, or as long as it's single digits? What do you think?
It's getting up there. Like you mentioned, yeah. We're seeing a 9 right now. That's a lot different to lay -9 than it was a very cheap 7.5. And so starting to get to be a pretty big number. Now, with that said, key numbers are always important, and 8 is obviously the number between 7.5 and 9, so doesn't carry the huge value like 7 and 3, but still, this price is going to continue to go up. We saw that Tampa Bay price against Dallas. You think about the gap between those two teams and how sort of insignificant, I guess, it is. Then you think of the difference between San Francisco and Detroit, much wider, and it's not going to take an NFL expert to sort of say that. So wouldn't be surprised to see this continue to go up, but I would say that a prop bet for the course of the season, which I think as Chicago Bears fans listening to this podcast are probably going to enjoy making, if you can find odds on Jared Goff to throw an interception or multiple interceptions per game, just go for it. It goes back to what I was saying about McVay and Stafford. Jared Goff, before Sean McVay came into Los Angeles, he came into the league in 2016. He went 0-7 as a starter in his first year, was throwing interceptions left and right. And it's a well sort of discussed story and like a very famous point that Sean McVay communicated with Jared Goff at the line of scrimmage, helping him read coverages, helping him understand where to go with the football for all of his time in LA. And the reason we saw Goff improve was the play calling from McVay. But a very large part of that was the support that he was given at the line of scrimmage. So now you put Goff in an environment where you take McVay out of his ear, and who do we put in? Anthony Lynn. And you don't have to look far to find criticism for Anthony Lynn and some of the issues he caused. So that's an enormous downgrade for Jared Goff to have supporting him. And from the head coach side, you have Dan Campbell, who's the laughingstock of the NFL, and both of those guys making their first start for the Detroit Lions. And Goff, even with McVay in his ear and the best support possible, always struggles against pressure. One of the worst quarterbacks under pressure in the entire NFL. He faces one of the deepest pass rushes in San Francisco. Last year, with McVay and all the injuries the 49ers had, he was unable to throw for 200 yards in either of the games within the division. Now it's a much different situation. I think that his accuracy is going to become a huge concern. He's going to be under pressure consistently this game. He doesn't have weapons to throw to in Detroit. If you can find those props to throw interceptions, I would much rather be betting those with this number at 9 and going higher than I would be just running the back San Francisco. But I think this is a pretty lopsided affair either way you want to look at it. But put that Goff INT prop bet in your pocket each and every week, and I think you'll be happy as we get to the end of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you. That is something that I was taking a look at earlier in the offseason. The interception total for Goff is 13.5, and he had years with the Rams with McVay in his ear when he went over that number of 13.5. Are you with me on over that number for the season?
I'm with you on the over for the season, and I'm with you for him to lead the league in interceptions, which when I played it a few weeks ago, was right around the 9-1 level. It's come in a bet a little bit, but if you still like that bet, that's a pretty nice one to put in your pocket as well.
Yes, you can still find him around that number in that 8-1, 9-1 range. Adam Chernoff, covers.com, the Simple Handicap Podcast. Please hold tight because there's a few more games that we need to address, and I know there's a player prop that you'd like to share with the people. More on NFL Week 1. Damn, that feels good to say. NFL Week 1. This is Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski, Saturday mornings 8 to 9 on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Score listener line is open 24/7, 365, and it's powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Early odds with Joe Ostrowski. This is 670, The Score on a Saturday morning. PointsBet running a promotion right now that you can't beat if you're betting the NFL. No juice for the month of September. No juice. Why bet 11 to win 10? When you can bet 10 to win 10. It adds up, people. Trust me, it happens quickly, especially with football here. Devin Hester making an appearance today at PointsBet Crestwood at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Devin will be taking pictures, answering questions, and giving away some prizes. Again, Devin Hester will be at PointsBet Crestwood today at 1 o'clock. Adam Chernoff of Covers.com and the Simple Handicap Podcast still with me. We covered Bears-Rams, Bills-Steelers, Packers-Saints, Niners-Lions, but there's so much more. Appreciate you being generous with your time today. All right, Adam, I was pleased to see that we are on the same play in an AFC East matchup. We've got the Patriots hosting the Dolphins. Now, Miami, I'm not sure that I'm that high on them for the season. Not sure they can replicate 29 takeaways. They really need the offense to step up and do their part.
But an intriguing matchup. The last couple Alabama quarterbacks, Tua against Mac. And the Patriots did dip into free agency. They've got some of those COVID opt-outs from a year ago. Those have returned. A lot of chatter around this game is about the trend. The home team always covers the point spread. Bill Belichick early in the season. But Bill Belichick early in the season had Tom Brady as his quarterback, not a rookie. And without Stephon Gilmore for this game, we're in agreement here. Miami plus three, right?
I'm on Miami plus three as well. By the time everybody's listening to this, it actually might be a little bit better than the three, and you can maybe see a 3.5 minus 115 potentially on an alternate line or find the better price, but likely one where the bet that I made earlier in the week is probably going to be at a worse number than we see closing. But what I find interesting about that is Mac Jones has been ruled as the starter for a couple of weeks now. Like, this isn't news that dropped on Thursday when a lot of money came in on the New England Patriots in this spot. And so the only real news around this game that came in on Thursday when this line jumped was a COVID situation for Miami, which may at the worst cost them their starting left tackle. And it just seemed like an odd time for this game to move. And it seemed like an odd set of circumstances for it to move, because if Mac Jones was really the reason that dictated money coming into the market and moving this price up, I'm a little uncertain why it didn't happen when that news was ultimately announced, or if limits were the issue earlier in the week on Monday and Tuesday when the limits were increased to begin with. And so it's just a weird line and a weird move from my perspective. But my view on this game was that Tua in camp and preseason from just an eye test level looked significantly different than what we saw from him in his debut season last year. And a lot of that has to do with him potentially being healthy, because we can't really forget that coming into 2020, he was off of a pretty serious injury that tended to sort of limit what he can do. So to me, just eye test wise, he looked like a very different quarterback. Head coaches will always say nice things about their quarterback. So Flores coming out and sort of confirming that in quotes only goes so far. But what stood out to me as well was not only Flores, but a lot of players within the offense were confirming that that was in fact the case. And they were seeing different things from Tua. Mm-hmm. And when there was the Deshaun Watson talk going around, despite Watson being one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the NFL and any team not named Kansas City or Green Bay, or potentially Buffalo, crazy to go get Watson. Lots of people were saying Tua is our quarterback within this team. And so this is still a very good Miami secondary, one of the better units in the league, potentially an offense that's going to look much better than what we saw in 2020, facing a rookie quarterback in New England. That's a team that's very much void of weapons. I get it looked good in preseason for Mac Jones against second and third string defenses, but this is a really big step up for him to face. So not sure I quite understand this movement, and to get three with the Dolphins, I feel like it's a pretty good bet here within the division.
Early odds of Joe Ostrowski, 670 the score. My guest, Adam Chernoff. Adam, here's something that I don't quite understand. And I know that your team is participating in this one, but I'm looking at Jets Panthers and I'm not quite sure which team is going to have the better quarterback. However, earlier this week, I mean, Sam Darnold laying a lot of points in a brand new offense. Can you make any sense of the number? Why did it get up to six? And now it's calmed down a little bit. The market's lapped it down here. But man, I couldn't believe earlier this week. Really? Sam Darnold, new offense, new coaching staff, and he's favored by six over the hotshot rookie?
Yeah, I'm with you. I couldn't believe it either. And part of the difficulty of doing sports betting media, especially as a guest side, is that you play numbers at a certain price, and then later in the week you end up doing an interview and the price has obviously moved. And so, like, I can speak about this game when it was at 5.5 and it was a very cheap 5.5 for the Jets that allowed for a very fair buy up to get the Jets plus six. I felt like that was a very good bet, and the markets to an extent validated that now with it coming back even as low as 3.5 at some pretty prominent casinos in Las Vegas as we're speaking. And so, again, the numbers in the NFL are so important. And to talk about a game at six versus now talking about it at 3.5. It's a very different set of circumstances. But like you said, like, who is the better quarterback in this game? And to really make a firm distinction at this point, we have Darnold with a pretty big sample size of saying that he was one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the NFL for a couple of seasons. Is removing him from Gase and that offensive line situation and putting him with Joe Brady behind another bad offensive line situation in Carolina, like, really going to change all that much immediately in week one against a very good Jets front seven? Maybe. But again, when you're getting that many points, it's a significant difference. And so I don't know if we know who the better quarterback is. And to an extent, with the coaching staff for the Jets, we know that the coaching staff is not going to be as bad for the Jets as what was there last year. Wilson, from a quarterback perspective, could very well be better than what was there last year. And we can almost be very certain that the wide receiver and weapon situation for the Jets this year is going to be very much better than what was there last year. Very much better, a clever use of words that are better. But the point is that we can look at the Jets and point at basically every element on the team of being better than it was in 2020. Sure. And I'm just not so sure that Darnold just all of a sudden becomes this great quarterback because he's put into the system. And so that was where I sort of looked at this and said it was way too many points, but now there is, it's fair. So again, it's another one of those situations where I'm not going to say run out and bet this at 3.5 or 4, but sure. I'll leave it at sort of the listener's leisure to sort of act on that and see what they think with this price. Just because I got a much better one earlier in the week.
One other game that I wanted to ask you about, and speaking of getting the best of the number, we have the Denver Broncos at the New York Giants. And all summer long, before they made the decision, Vic Fangio's club, this was sitting around 1.5, around 2 points as a road favorite. But now we're out to 3 after naming Teddy Bridgewater the starter. He has a terrific record against the spread. And I'm trying to be careful. I'm thinking this through, going back to a comment you made earlier about your evaluation of a team for the season versus a specific matchup like we have here in week 1. I do like the Broncos to have a winning year, so I think they'd go over the win total. And I'm down on the Giants because I don't like the way they handled their offseason. They didn't address the offensive line like I would have, and that seems to be the biggest hole on the team. And it's a prove-it year for Daniel Jones, but again, you're probably going to be running for your life, and here you are against Vic Fangio's defense. What are your thoughts on Broncos -3 here?
Yeah, not a lot aside from what you just articulated pretty well, where in general, a lot of optimism for bettors around the Denver Broncos and a lot of pessimism for the Giants. But again, it's a case where both of those outlooks were really when the discussion was about the season as a whole. And now with the Denver Broncos, obviously with Teddy Bridgewater stepping in, we have a lot more of an idea about what this offense is going to look like, rather than like a McVay with Stafford or the potential dynamic in San Francisco or the Saints and that quarterback duo that they're going to have. Like, there's a lot of uncertainty around those teams. When it comes to Denver, there's not that elite offensive play caller. And Teddy Bridgewater through his career has been the guy that doesn't make bad mistakes, but he's not dynamic or creative by nature. He has a very sort of conservative style to how he plays, which is what this Broncos team desperately needs. But I don't think it nearly creates as big of a defensive game planning issue for the Giants as some of those other teams that we've talked about going up against offenses, which we just really don't know. And so Broncos as a team, stacked defensively, a ton of skill position players that could be starters for any other team in the league. They've got a very, very good roster, but is Bridgewater going to be the guy that really maximizes that, especially week 1 on the road against the Giants, a defense that is going to be a lot better than people anticipate? Broncos are going to be a very, very popular side going into this game. Yeah. But I just, with the Giants, if Ingram was for sure going to be starting and we knew Barkley was at full health, that would be a bit of a different story. And I would probably very well be on the Giants, but some injury concerns to that offense that just have me a little hesitant. So not really a whole lot to offer on this game, but in terms of the focusing on week 1 versus the season outlook, this is really sort of the prime candidate for how that thought process may differ when you're going to make a bet.
Adam Chernoff, product manager, covers.com, likes the Rams team total over, the Saints getting 4. The Niners, he bet it when it was 7.5. Now it's getting a little bit dicey. Miami, take the points there. It might be 3.5. I saw the contest the other day. They closed that one at 3.5. So they're expecting that to spike with more and more New England support. Take golf to throw an interception. Last thing, Adam, quickly, are there any player props that you want to throw out to the early odds audience?
I'll give you one in Jacksonville, Houston. Trevor Lawrence, his rushing yards are at 16.5 at most sports books. Mm-hmm. Urban Meyer, a spread offensive guy. When they drafted Lawrence, Meyer really came out and was adamant about how excited he was to rely on Lawrence's mobility and get him moving outside of the pocket and really use his legs. And that was a common theme that tended to continue throughout camp and throughout preseason from a lot of things that were being reported and sort of what we saw. Houston defensively, an absolute mess. So he's going to have no shortage of open receivers to throw to. But I think for a rookie quarterback, a first-time head coach, there's going to be an emphasis to get things comfortable, rely on what they know, and that's Lawrence and his legs. 16.5, a pretty short number there. May also find some pretty appealing prices to score a touchdown. But I think just looking at Lawrence in his first start with that rushing total at 16.5, that could be a pretty good one to put in the account for Sunday.
Adam, I talked about this exact prop on BetQL Daily on Friday, and I gave it out. And then I saw after the fact that you had it, I'm like, oh, good. Oh, good. I don't want to watch the game, but I will have this prop bet in the account. But I'll just check the box score because I don't want to watch this game at all.
It's the ultimate box score checker for a prop.
100%. Adam Chernoff, follow him on Twitter at Adam Chernoff. Check out covers.com and the Simple Handicap podcast. Adam, thank you so much for your time today on Early Odds. Best of luck with all your week one wagers.
Absolutely. Same to you, Joe. Enjoy the season.
I recapped Adam's locked in play, so I should do the same with mine. Steelers +6.5, Dolphins 3, Broncos -3, and we both like that Trevor Lawrence rushing yards prop. Quick side note, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, just looking around at some player props. Pretty good plus money to score a touchdown if you're interested. And if you're looking for more NFL and college football picks and futures, download my BetQL Daily Podcast, BetQL Daily Podcast. Jim Miller is next and explains why you have an advantage using PointsBet this month. Early odds, Saturdays, 8 to 9 on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Joe Ostrowski with you on a Saturday morning. It's Early Odds, Sports Radio 670 The Score and the Odyssey app. Bears legend Devin Hester. You can meet Devin Hester today. He's going to be at PointsBet Crestwood at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Devin Hester at PointsBet in Crestwood, 1 o'clock. The address 13148 Rivercrest Drive over in Crestwood. You could swing by for the meet and greet. He'll be answering some questions, taking pictures, and giving away signed memorabilia. Now with us, our weekly contributor here on Early Odds, Jim Miller. He works at Hawthorne Racecourse, where they also have a PointsBet sports book. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Joe. And yeah, man, they're getting prepared now because you had week one of college football last week and week one of the NFL season. Tons of TVs. You have to be on site to sign up if you haven't signed up by now. But man, Sunday afternoon football, lines are shifting so quickly. This is going to be just absolutely fantastic.
All right. We got spoiled in week zero with the juice free games. We got spoiled week one college football. All the top 25 action, no juice. What's the special happening at PointsBet for tomorrow when NFL week one kicks into high gear?
All right. Think about this. Now, NFL week one tomorrow, no juice on any of the sides for NFL week one, but then take it through the entire month of September. That's what you have to do, though, when this is the biggest sport to wager on legally is NFL football. Everybody wants to get in on the action. You don't only give them a week here. You give them a whole month, and that's what PointsBet is doing, and I think it's really smart because we talk time and again, Joe, about shopping your prices. You talk about how slim margins can be. this is the way to do it. You get everybody jumping. Now you're getting 3 weeks worth of action out of it for the no juice weekends for the NFL. And I think it's pretty awesome. You don't know what's going to happen early on in the season, but the smart bettors can make a lot of money here early on.
All right, Bears Rams tomorrow night. You know, for most of the country, I don't think they're going to be too excited about seeing Andy Dalton in a primetime spot first weekend of the season. I mean, this is your number one game from a TV perspective. But hey, the way I look at this game, Jim, the Rams are going to be probably the most popular teaser leg for good reason. Yep. As long as you can bring that down inside of a field goal. I don't understand the total part. I mean, this has been sitting at around 47.5 throughout the week. It just seems too high, even with the addition of Stafford.
When you're talking 47.5, they're basically saying the Bears are going to score 20.
No,
I want to see how they're going to do it. I really do. I mean, you have to think they were hopeful that there was going to be some Justin Fields action throughout the course of this game somewhere, just because of the amount of eyes that are going to be on the screens watching this. But the Rams defense is good. The Bears defense is pretty good. And you want to get to 47.5, something flukish is going to have to happen. Either it's some sort of turnover, some sort of special team score. But even with that, I still don't think that'll be enough. So I'll be curious to see. I expect that total to come down, but I'll be curious to see how far it does come down by Sunday night.
It would probably have to be a rout, right?
I would think so. That's the only way you can get there and then get some garbage scores late.
All right. What's the Bears-Rams special at PointsBet this week?
All right. This week for PointsBet for the Bears-Rams special. And it's cool because a lot of people are going to be focused on this game. It's a $20 risk-free bet. Any bet on that game, but it's the first wager you play. So if you're playing multiple wagers on that game, make sure that $20 wager is the first wager you can play, because you can go up to $20 there. A risk-free bet on Sunday Night Football this week. A lot of eyes are going to be here on the Chicago team, at least locally. But why not jump in, put some parlays together, take a shot at a first score, anything along those lines, where you're going to get that money back and site credit if you don't hit on that first $20 wager.
You're reading my mind. I mean, if you're giving me $23 on a primetime game, you know what I'm doing. I'm not doing a parlay. I'm doing first touchdown of the game and taking a shot on somebody, maybe a quarterback rushing it in.
And why not do that? Do it. Do a second tight end. Do someone along those lines, a middling receiver, where you're going to get really good odds. Take that shot, because you're not losing anything in the end, but the return could be excellent.
All right, I'm looking down the board. I'm looking. Andy Dalton 40-1. No response.
40-1.
Stafford 35. Stafford 35. Is that better?
Why not Andy Dalton? Get the Tom Brady 1 yard plunge.
Wait, hold on.
That might be the way to do it.
Justin Fields package 40-1.
Hmm? Really?
Yeah.
He's going to be on the field. There's going to be a few plays where he's going to show up. Be it a wildcat. Be it something along those lines. He will be out there at some point. Let me ask you this, Joe: do they use Justin Fields possibly like the Saints used the Taysom Hill? Do you throw him in the shotgun? Whatever, say you're first and goal on the 8. You throw him in the shotgun, snap it to him, and let him tuck it and run.
I'd kind of hate that. I'd like to hit a bet, but I kind of hate that. He's not Taysom Hill. He's your QB1 for hopefully the next decade. I don't think he does that.
Nagy could do that. Nagy could do that.
That's true. He's done dumber things.
He could do it for sure.
All right, Jim, do you have more winners with the horses?
Yeah, we had a good week last week. We played 3 horses across the board, had a win and 2 second place finishes. So we're going right back to Hawthorne on Saturday night again. Race 2, we're going to bet the 1, Casa Miasa, across the board, a horse that has a lot of good speed. Race 4, bet the 1, Ashley's Joy, across the board. And then in race 6, bet the 4, Rain and Shine, across the board. That one will be flying late. Let's see if we can make some more money.
Jim Miller, Hawthorne Racecourse, weekly early odds contributor here on 670 The Score. Jim, enjoy week 1 in the NFL. And we go right to week 2 next week. Can't wait.
That's going to be awesome. Let's see if we can find some season props for week 2.
Thanks, Jim.
You got it. Thanks, Joe.
Guys, best of luck tomorrow and all season with your NFL bets, side, total, props, your contest picks, pick'em pools, survivor plays, fantasy teams, all of it. I know I'm missing some stuff, but best of luck with everything this football season.
and don't bet beyond your means, all right? Best time of the year for bettors and all sports fans. If you were late to the party this morning, we got you covered with the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app, or subscribe to the Early Odds with Joe Ostrowski podcast. Earlier this hour, had an enlightening chat with my guest Adam Chernoff all about NFL Week 1 and our favorite picks. Catch me on The Score Tuesday through Friday. I make weekly appearances with the four shows, so you could find me there talking about Chicago sports, betting angles, and of course the NFL and college football. I host BetQL Daily with Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on 105.9 FM HD2, 105.9 FM HD2, and the BetQL Daily podcast, and the Odyssey app. And it's on YouTube, and now Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL. On Twitter, at Joe0670, at Joe0670. I think I covered it all there. Up next, it's Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw. Have an amazing weekend. Cash some tickets and keep it locked here on 670 The Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.